NDSU Extension agent from Ward County in that Minot area. And Paige, did you guys survive the wind yesterday, or didn't you have it too bad there in Minot?
You know, it was really windy here too, but we didn't blow away. There's a lot of soil and a lot of, I guess, kochia blowing across the road, that's for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Did it pretty much shut down the harvest, or were folks still out there trying to get things done?
No, I don't think it did. You know, I think people were still able to get out there, and it certainly was drying weather. So there's one good side to that.
Yeah, that's another question. Unfortunately, I think you guys were a little bit better off than our friends over in Ramsey and probably Benson County. They just never got the never-ending rain. And I know you guys got your fair share of rain in Minot, but you guys weren't quite that wet, were you? I mean, it was bad over
there. No, we weren't.
Okay.
Yeah, season wide, we're sitting maybe an inch over what would be considered average. So we were a nice average growing season.
There was dry spots here and there
and wet spots here and there.
Yeah, average sometimes can be good, right?
Yes. Yeah, we like average.
Oh my goodness! All right, so let's talk about, first of all, I want to ask you about soybeans in a lot of areas, and thank goodness we got those couple of warm weeks at the beginning of September to really turn things around. And I know the soybean fields that I looked at this morning, south of Jamestown, all the way down by Aberdeen, they look like they're ready to go or were being taken off. Well, how much of a change happened during that time for you guys up in the Minot in that Ward County area?
Yeah, we're just starting to get the beans rolling off the fields now. And like you said, a couple weeks ago, the leaves were still on. You know, there wasn't a ton of them dropping yet. But now the field's drying down. It's getting dry enough to go. And I'd say, you know, maybe 10% or so of the soybeans. They're just starting to get off a little bit more south of Minot, up in the northern part of the county.
Okay.
Not quite rolling yet.
Did you guys have much for replant this year, or were guys able to get it in and just leave it and move forward?
No, we had a lot of replant, especially in our canola acres. We got some really bad windstorms in the spring that just, you know, kind of took out our canola seedlings.
Yeah.
Or blew the seed right out of the soil in some instances. So we had quite a bit of replant acres, not always going into beans, into some hay crops, or even, you know, just leaving it blank and cover crops too.
Right. One other, and I think it maybe missed you guys a little bit, maybe not, but I know that there was some bad storms to the west of you, some hailstorms. Did any of that make it into Ward County?
We did. It was in strips, so that's one good thing about it, but if you were in that strip, your crops are pretty much decimated in those areas.
Right.
We had a couple different hailstorms throughout the summer, different size, different impact, but it did come through the county.
Okay. So getting back to the soybean crops, things are getting rolling now, which is great to hear. It's better than doing it a month from now. Any yield reports yet? I've heard everything from 30 to 70.
Yeah, you know, everything that I have heard, thankfully, so far has been average to slightly above average. So,
okay.
You know, for us, anything above 35 is usually pretty good. So we've been having plenty of reports coming in the 40s.
Okay, which is puts it about average. How about for the pod development? I heard the pods are developed but not full in some areas.
Correct, yeah, and sometimes the seed size is a little bit less.
Right.
Getting them to kind of completely dry down. We have some green seeds going yet, too. So just a late maturing crop, which I think we weren't probably the only ones that saw that.
Right, and in the end, is that partly also just a lack of heat for development, too? I'm sure
yeah.
You had plenty of moisture, basically.
Yeah, we were okay for moisture. It was just a little cool in May and June, so it was slow to develop and slow to get going. And then, you know, like we talked about, it just started to dry down and drop leaves a couple weeks ago. So
okay,
just a little
slower. Then let's flip over to the crop that usually likes coolness. That would be canola. But I've heard some areas, I've heard some really good reports in other areas, almost like the corners of North Dakota, that the canola crop was, it was okay.
Yeah. We were fine here if you were able to, you know, just it worked good with the right time, right planting, and you missed those windstorms. If you ended up with the windstorms or a little bit of flea beetle damage, you had some yield hits there. But otherwise, the majority of it looked really good. Pretty decent bumper canola crop. Getting it off the field at the right time was a little tricky this year because most of it was ready to go right when we did get some rain early in September.
Okay. So let's move over to corn. For the most part, corn looks great from the road, but how is the corn crop going?
Corn, you know, we don't like to talk about that as much here, right? So it's a little trickier up in this region, yeah. Getting the yields that we want, and it's the same story. It was so slow to get going. You know, it was so just didn't have the heat, like you said. So we're behind in our corn, for sure. Okay. It's just, you know, there's some corn fields that we looked at a couple weeks ago that were hardly dented. So just getting them to mature is a trick. Now, when I checked them last week, they're coming along. It's going to be a while before we get to our corn harvest, for sure.
Okay. When you get to it, is it going to be an average crop, or could it be a below average, or too early to tell yet?
I think it's going to be average. I think there's some good yields out there, and there's some average. I haven't seen too many that have been below average for the most part. The cob fill's been good. I think yields are going to be average to above on the corn, too.
Okay, so I woke up in Aberdeen. I have a friend of mine that's down by that neck of the woods. He sends me a picture right away in the morning. He writes the number is 33 in the frost that was on his top of his pickup truck. So for you guys up in the northern end of North Dakota, are you guys worried about frost yet? Have you had any frost yet?
We have not. No, there's a frost advisory out for last night, but this morning it was still 38. So we were a long ways yet from being a concern, at least where I woke up anyway. And I haven't heard any reports come in, maybe a couple low areas, but we had enough of a breeze last night and it was dry enough that we just, we were fine. We didn't hit the frost, thankfully.
How about the rest of this week? I know that it was supposed to be cooler up there. Is it frost a concern this week, or are we going to be able to make it through this week?
It's still in the forecast. So there's a couple nights, I think Wednesday, Thursday, it's forecasted to be down in the 30s again. So it's a possibility that we might get touched with frost. Maybe not a hard freeze across the county, but maybe some light spot in the low areas.
Do you have much for sunflowers up there?
We do. Not a huge amount this year compared to some years, but there are still a sizable number of acres out around the county that you see. And they're doing good. They're looking good. They're starting to dry down. Too early to see what that'll be. If they can get them off before the birds get to them, it always seems like that's the trick.
Right. Any other crops out there yet for you? Or is everything, all the small grains, all that stuff gone?
The majority of the small grains are gone. There's still a few pockets here and there where, you know, who knows what's going on that hasn't allowed them to quite get them all the way off yet. But I would say the majority, 99% of small grains are off and in the bin or to the elevator.
Okay. Other than that, was there any other major issues for you guys this summer and fall? You mentioned kochia. Was weeds much of an issue, or was it just kind of a normal year?
I would say normal year. I think kochia is always an issue up here, but timing was okay for herbicide applications. The weather seemed to cooperate with getting weeds controlled in a timely manner, so not as poor as some years. Thankfully, we weren't in too much of a drought for most of the season either, so could have been better, could have been worse, like a lot of things. I guess one comment to say is, you know, we did have some quality issues with our small grains, so that was just kind of hit or miss, too, and depended upon, you know, when you were able to get them off and if you're able to get that fungicide on in a timely manner. Right. Just kind of depended on the quality there.
Okay. Extension-wise, anything coming up in the near future in Ward County?
You know, there's a lot going on. We certainly we had some cover crop seminars going on in the last month, and those have been of interest because we were able to get some of our pulse crops and small grains off early. People are interested in going back in with some cover crops, so that's probably been the most timely topic right now.
Okay, very good. Paige Rumont, again, really appreciate you stepping up and coming back on today to give us an update. And I'm sure we'll run into each other at one of the ag shows down the road. But thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Not a problem.